This Wednesday is the winter solstice. It's one of the few remaining popular links between sky and earth. Ask friends what really happens that day, and they'll mostly get it right. Shortest day, check. Sun lowest in the sky, check. Sun moves through the sky along its most curving path. Say what? That one's not widely known. Still, people do pretty well with the solstice. Yet most folks fail miserably when it comes to everything else about the sky. Even those with PhDs bomb when asked simple sky stuff every 18th century farmer would have known. For example, as the sun is setting, does it drop straight down, down and to the left, or down and to the right? Most get this wrong. A century ago, everyone would have correctly said down and rightward. Why is the world less sky smart than at any time in history? Maybe people are less observant, or perhaps it has to do with all those bright city lights hiding the heavens. Anyway, here's some lesser known solstice goodies. The solstice sun will stand straight overhead for boats off the coast of Chile. For us, Wednesday's noontime sun is the lowest of the year, but it's getting less low over time. That's because Earth's tilt is slowly decreasing. The word solstice comes from two Latin words, sun and stoppage. Makes sense. The sun stops moving south on Wednesday. In India, the winter solstice begins the six-month period when spiritual growth is supposedly easiest. Starts Wednesday, so dust off those meditation mats. You'll also see the sun set at its leftmost possible spot on the horizon. In ancient Greece, the solstitial sun was in the constellation Capricornus, but it's in Sagittarius during our lifetimes. The solstice may be the best-known sky event, but for most folks, only one thing really matters. It's the start of winter, Wednesday morning at dawn. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.